Topic 50. Coconuts don't cut it. The native islanders had never seen an airplane before, or met people such as these strangers. In return for use of their land, the strangers provided mechanical birds that flew in and out all day long on a runway, bringing incredible material wealth to their island home. The strangers mentioned something about war and fighting. One day it was over, and they all left, taking their strange riches with them. The islanders were desperate to restore their good fortunes and rebuilt a facsimile of the airport, control tower, and equipment using local materials. Vines, coconut shells, palm fronds, and such. But for some reason, even though they had everything in place, the planes didn't come. They had imitated the form, but not the content. Anthropologists call this a cargo cult. All too often, we are the islanders. It's easy and tempting to fall into the cargo cult trap. By investing in and building up the easily visible artifacts, you hope to attract the underlying working magic. But, as with the original cargo cults of Melanesia, a fake airport made out of coconut shells is no substitute for the real thing. For example, we have personally seen teams that claim to be using Scrum, but upon closer examination, it turned out they were doing a daily stand-up meeting once a week with 4-week iterations that often turned into 6 or 8-week iterations. They felt that this was okay because they were using a popular agile scheduling tool. They were only investing in these superficial artifacts, and even then often in name only, as if stand-up or iteration were some sort of incantation for the superstitious. Unsurprisingly, they, too, failed to attract the real magic. Have you or your team fallen in this trap? Ask yourself, why are you even using that particular development method, or that framework, or that testing technique? Is it actually well-suited for the job at hand? Does it work well for you? Or was it adopted just because it was being used by the latest internet-fueled success story? There's a current trend to adopt the policies and processes of successful companies such as Spotify, Netflix, Stripe, GitLab, and others. Each have their own unique take on software development and management. But consider the context. Are you in the same market, with the same constraints and opportunities, similar expertise and organization size, similar management and similar culture, similar user base and requirements? Don't fall for it. Particular artifacts, superficial structures, policies, processes, and methods are not enough. Tip 87. Do what works, not what's fashionable. How do you know what works? You rely on that most fundamental of pragmatic techniques. Try it. Pilot the idea with a small team or set of teams. Keep the good bits that seem to work well and discard anything else as waste or overhead. No one will downgrade your organization because it operates differently from Spotify or Netflix, because even they didn't follow their current processes while they were growing. And years from now, as those companies mature and pivot and continue to thrive, they'll be doing something different yet again. That's the actual secret to their success. One size fits no one well. The purpose of a software development methodology is to help people work together. As we discussed in The Essence of Agility, there is no single plan you can follow when you develop software, especially not a plan that someone else came up with at another company. Many certification programs are actually even worse than that. They are predicated on the student being able to memorize and follow the rules. But that's not what you want. You need the ability to see beyond the existing rules and exploit possibilities for advantage. That's a very different mindset from, but Scrum, Lean, Kanban, XP, Agile does it this way. Instead, you want to take the best pieces from any particular methodology and adapt them for use. No one size fits all, and current methods are far from complete, so you'll need to look at more than just one popular method. For example, Scrum defines some project management practices, but Scrum by itself doesn't provide enough guidance at the technical level for teams or at the portfolio governance level for leadership. So, where do you start? The real goal. The goal, of course, isn't to do Scrum, do Agile, do Lean, or what have you. The goal is to be in a position to deliver working software that gives the users some new capability at a moment's notice. Not weeks, months, or years from now, but now. For many teams and organizations, continuous delivery feels like a lofty, unattainable goal, especially if you're saddled with a process that restricts delivery to months or even weeks. But, as with any goal, the key is to keep aiming in the right direction. If you're delivering in years, try and shorten the cycle to months. From months, cut it down to weeks. From a 4-week sprint, try 2. From a 2-week sprint, try 1. Then daily. Then finally, on demand. Note that being able to deliver on demand does not mean you are forced to deliver every minute of every day. You deliver when the users need it, and when it makes business sense to do so. Tip 88. Deliver when users need it. In order to move to this style of continuous development, you need a rock-solid infrastructure, which we discuss in the next topic. You do development in the main trunk of your version control system, not in branches, and use techniques such as feature switches to roll out test features to users selectively. Once your infrastructure is in order, you need to decide how to organize the work. Beginners might want to start with Scrum for project management, plus the technical practices from extreme programming. More disciplined and experienced teams might look to Kanban and Lean techniques, both for the team and perhaps for larger governance issues. But don't take our word for it. Investigate and try these approaches for yourself. Be careful, though, in overdoing it. Overly investing in any particular methodology can leave you blind to alternatives. You get used to it. Soon it becomes hard to see any other way. You've become calcified, and now you can't adapt quickly anymore. Might as well be using coconuts,